Hello and welcome to Series 2, Episode 1 of Up to Date, a property law podcast brought to you by the junior barristers at Tanfield Chambers. Tune in for our essential property updates so you're up to date. In each 15-minute episode, we'll summarise the most important developments in the property law world, including new laws that are coming into force that you'll need to be aware of, and changes to court and tribunal procedure. We'll also summarise and discuss a selection of new key judgments. Listen to this podcast for the key aspects of a changing landscape. Today is Friday the 1st of July. I'm Katie Gray, and this is Series 2 of the Up to Date podcast. There's a lot to talk about in the property law world. We've got a huge amount of building safety legislation making its way onto the statute books right now. We've got the long-awaited Renters Reform Bill, which will put an end to no-fault evictions. And we've got a cost of living crisis and potentially a recession around the corner, which is almost certainly going to have a wide-ranging impact in property law, particularly in commercial and residential landlord and tenant and mortgage cases. So there's a lot of things to keep up to date about. Today, we hear from Matty Green about the government's white paper on reform to the private rented sector, and I discuss the new Leasehold Ground Rent Reform Act 2022, which came into force yesterday on the 30th of June. I'm joined today by Matty Green, a junior tenant in Chambers, and she's recently written an article for our website about the government's white paper, which is entitled A Fairer Private Rented Sector. And the white paper really sets out the government's ambitions and proposals in relation to quite a large-scale reform in this area, and particularly in delivering their manifesto pledge to end no-fault evictions. So welcome to the podcast, Matty.
Thank you, Katie.
Perhaps you can just set out for us what your article says and introduce the government's 12-point plan of action that's contained in the white paper.
Yes, so as you say, Katie, on the 16th of June 2022, the Department for Levelling Up, Housing and Communities released its white paper, which sets out significant proposals to reform the private rented sector. And the government has described these changes as to being part of the biggest shakeup of the private rented sector in 30 years. As you say, the white paper sets out a 12-point plan of action. But in my article, I've set out what I consider to be the key proposals which will be of interest to landlords and tenants. The first of those is that legislation is going to be introduced requiring landlords to comply with a legally binding decent home standard. There's already a decent home standard in the social rented sector, and that's going to be introduced in the private sector. So it's going to be a set of regulations that landlords must comply with. But at the moment, we don't know what form or exactly the detail of the legislation, but we just know that a decent home standard is going to be introduced.
So it's a watch this space on that one, really.
Exactly.
What about the jewel in the crown of the white paper, which is the no-fault evictions policy? Can you tell us what's going to be happening there?
Yeah, so what the government is proposing is that Section 21, or so-called no-fault evictions, will be abolished. But not only that, the proposals state that the system of tenancies will change. So rather than tenants entering into an assured tenancy or an assured shorthold tenancy, there's going to be a single system of periodic tenancies. And that's the extent of the detail that we have about that at the moment. But the effect of that will be that a tenancy will only end if the tenant ends it or if the landlord has valid grounds for possession.
So on that, landlords listening to this are going to be really quite concerned to hear that we've had Section 21 no-fault evictions for, gosh, I mean, since 1997 really was the date that they were the default. So for a really long time, so lots of landlords operating in this sector will have not operated other than under a Section 21 regime. So they'll be quite concerned to hear about these proposals. Has the government set out any assurances or reassurances for landlords that may help them be more content that they're going to be getting their property back if they need it?
Yes, that's a really good point, because one of the concerns for landlords will be, well, why would I rent my property out? How am I ever going to get it back? And the way that the government has tried to address that is by introducing new grounds for possession. So one of the new grounds will be that landlords will be able to get their property back if they wish to sell their property. So they won't have to sell properties with a sitting tenant. And there'll also be a new ground which allows landlords to get their property back if they or their close family members want to move into the rental property. But those grounds will not be permitted during the first 6 months of the tenancy. And there'll also be a new mandatory ground for repeated serious arrears. So this ground will be made out where the tenant has been in at least 2 months rent arrears three times in the previous 3 years, regardless of the arrears at the date of the hearing. So at the moment, we've already got three rent arrears grounds, and this is going to be a fourth, where perhaps you wouldn't make ground eight out at the hearing because there aren't 2 months arrears at the date of the hearing. Here, if there have been at least 2 months rent arrears at least three times in the previous 3 years, then that you'll also be able to get possession on a mandatory ground in those circumstances.
Okay. And anything else interesting in the white paper that you think we should be aware of?
Well, also in relation to Section 21, being abolished, this isn't just going to come in overnight. So the white paper states that this new system will be implemented in two stages. So there will be at least 6 months notice provided before the first implementation date. And that date will be for all new tenancies to become periodic and governed by the new rules. And then all existing tenancies will then transition to the new system on a second implementation date, and the second implementation date won't be for at least 12 months after the first implementation date. So even once the legislation that's going to bring these proposals into force, we have some more information about that, or we know when that's going to come into force, there's still going to be quite a long time before this may actually take effect in relation to existing tenancies.
Exactly. Yeah, so we may actually start to see once we get more detail about this, we may actually start to see a glut of cases where landlords are trying to rely on Section 21 before they lose the right to do so. And talking about that, we already know that our court system and our possession list particularly is really suffering from COVID backlog still 2 years on. Are there any proposals in this white paper for dealing with that? Because landlords are going to say, well, okay, I may have some new grounds for possession under this new proposed system, but if I can't actually get to court, it's not going to help me.
Yes, so one of the points in the 12-point plan of action is that the government say they're going to work with the courts to target the areas where there are unacceptable delays in the court proceedings. It doesn't really say how it's going to improve the situation. The white paper states that they're going to strengthen mediation and alternative dispute resolution. But in terms of how there are actually going to be any improvements made, there isn't any detail on that at the moment.
Yeah, and quite difficult with alternative dispute resolution and making it mandatory grounds for possession, because as we both know, there is some tension about whether you can resolve these hearings, these types of claims by consent order in any event. So that will be very interesting to see how that works. Lovely. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Matty. That's really interesting. We will wait to see how this all pans out in practice.
Thank you, Katie.
And finally, the Leasehold Ground Rent Reform Act 2022. This is the government's response to the much maligned practice of leases with doubling ground rents that would become unaffordable and frankly unmortgageable in years to come. The Act came into force yesterday on the 30th of June. It introduces a blanket ban on ground rents in all leases of dwellings of over 21 years in length granted from that date, save for leases of retirement homes, which will be regulated from the 1st of April 2023. The Act simply provides that the landlord may not require the tenant to make a payment of prohibited rent. Prohibited rent is rent that exceeds the permitted rent, which is a peppercorn. In effect, therefore, landlords of new leases may only charge a peppercorn rent from now on, and there are serious sanctions for landlords who do not abide by the rules. If satisfied that a landlord has charged the tenant a prohibited rent, the local authority may impose a financial penalty of between £500 and a whopping £30,000. It may also order the landlord to return the rent to the tenant, together with interest, or alternatively, if the local authority doesn't act, the tenant may apply to the first tier tribunal for a recovery order in respect of the rent that should not have been paid, again, with interest. Excepted from the scope of the Act are existing leases, business leases, and statutory lease extensions under the 1993 Act, but I would not be surprised to see further regulation in this area. For example, the government has promised to end the practice of houses being let on long leases. We will have to see what the future brings, and we will keep you updated on this podcast. Well, thanks to Matty Green for joining me today. That's all for the first episode of Series 2, and we hope you'll join us again next time. I'll put links to the white paper on private renter reform in the episode notes, so you can access that there. And I'm pleased to say that the podcast now has its own email address. That's uptodatepodcast@tanfieldchambers.co.uk. We'd love to hear your questions on property law issues so that we can address them in the podcast. And please also let us have any suggestions for topics that you'd like to hear about in future episodes. Tune in next time for a new episode, and we'll keep you up to date.